What is up, everybody? This is Little Nugster here. Welcome to Little Nug's podcast. As I just said, I'm Little Nugster. And we've had some pretty interesting things happen in the past couple weeks in WWE. We had Money in the Bank. We had a very historic Money in the Bank ladder match, which took place at WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. We had Asuka winning the Money in the Bank women's briefcase, and then we had Otis as well win the men's Money in the Bank. I thought it was a pretty decent match. I know got a lot of catching up to do, so I'm going to try to make we'll just get started here. We had Sami Zayn. I guess they took the belt off of the Intercontinental belt off of Sami Zayn because he couldn't compete, probably because of this pandemic that's going on. And speaking of pandemic, hopefully everybody's doing okay out there. Hopefully everybody's staying safe. I live in Florida, so they're starting to open some places back up and try to get things back to somewhat normal. I recently read an article a couple days ago, I think it was issued at some point earlier this month, that we might start seeing fans in attendance in WWE maybe by June or July. Not sure exactly what date. There wasn't any mention of a date yet, but let's just hold this out for a little while longer and just be patient. And like I've been saying, if all you do is complain and just don't like watching WWE because of the lack of fans, and you just don't like it for that reason, maybe just don't watch it for a while. Either stop watching it completely because you just don't like what they're doing anymore, or just maybe take a break from it for a couple weeks or a month or however. But just try to keep the negativity down and either enjoy it, just enjoy it, or just don't watch it at all. That's pretty much all I can ever say. I, for one, like what they've been doing ever since this pandemic started. They've been doing their best. They're doing what they can to keep us entertained, and it's entertaining me. All right, so enough about that. And, with this catching up stuff, we've had, like I said, we had Sami Zayn being, vacating his title because WWE ended up relinquishing Sami Zayn's title or something like that because he couldn't compete. So they're doing this Intercontinental Championship Tournament. So they started doing that, I believe, last week. We found out the night after Money in the Bank. We heard Becky Lynch was supposed to be making an announcement, and it started off the show as her coming out, and she ended up announcing that she is pregnant. And basically, when she came out, she had the women's briefcase that Asuka got. And Asuka came out and You know, Becky opened up the briefcase and ended up being the Raw Women's title. And basically, the whole, I guess, she, Becky Lynch, basically gave Asuka the title because, you know, Becky's pregnant and can't compete anymore for a while. So, Asuka is your new Raw Women's Champion. I think that's pretty much it. So without further ado, let's... last week we had Randy and Edge come out and confront each other again, and it kind of looks like they're going to be... You know, it kind of looks like their feud isn't over. So with that being said, let's start it off with Monday Night Raw from last week. We had Randy Orton come out. Says that he basically was doubting Edge, and you know 2 weeks ago when Edge and Randy Orton were confronting each other, you know, Randy Orton was talking, you know, saying that the better man won in the last man standing match at WrestleMania, but saying that, you know, he was basically saying that Randy's the best wrestler and stuff like that. So after that, you kind of, you know, after he said all that, you saw the expression and, you know, facial expressions on Edge's face, and it kind of looked like he was kind of like maybe doubting himself a little bit, that he's not that, like, he's not a great wrestler as far as just you know, going in the ring and just wrestling. So Randy, you know, so this past Monday, Randy Orton came out and was talking about the previous week and their, you know, him and Edge's little talk. And he was saying how he saw some doubt in Edge. And which basically you kind of saw that in his face, you know, a couple weeks ago. And he says, you know, Randy says that he has doubt in Edge, or that Edge has doubt and also has fear as well. So then pretty much after that, Edge came out and was talking about how, you know, that Randy Orton never had a career ending injury and had to fight his way back for nine years like Edge did, and then saying, you know, a whole bunch of stuff like that, and, you know, saying you know, Randy was always handed things instead of earning things, and you know, Randy ended up winning the IC title in 2004, I think it was. And then Edge was saying how, as a matter of fact, you know, I beat you for that title, and, you know, stuff like that. And then Randy Orton kind of he's like, all right, you know, Edge, cut to the chase. You know, are you going to accept my challenge or not? Because last week, or, you know, the previous week, Randy Orton challenged Edge to a wrestling match at Backlash, which is the next pay-per-view happening in June. Which I believe is coming up soon. So basically, Edge accepted Orton's challenge at Backlash. So I think it's June 7th is Backlash. So we will get to see Edge and Randy Orton in probably one of the greatest, I guess that they're billing it as the greatest wrestling match ever. So we'll have to look for, or I'm looking forward to seeing that. Next we had a match. Next we had Rollins and Murphy coming out, because I guess he was saying that he has a, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, but he has a revelation or revelation or I don't know, something like that. Because I guess last or the previous week, the day after Becky announced her pregnancy. Well, before that, at Money in the Bank, Seth and Drew McIntyre had a match for the title, and Drew McIntyre won. So basically, the next, on that Monday Night Raw, Seth Rollins didn't really seem him like himself. He was kind of like a deer in the headlights, and his hair was all like messy and stuff like that, and he just wasn't himself, and he was kind of like, he didn't look that way until after the pregnancy announcement was announced. Excuse me. That night he had a match, a tag team match. I think it was Aleister Black and Rey Mysterio versus Rollins and Murphy. And it was basically just Murphy versus Aleister Black and Rey Mysterio, because Seth Rollins wasn't, like, he was kind of just in a deer in the headlights and didn't really do anything. He was just staring in one particular place while he was on the apron. And then pretty much after that match, he ended up attacking Rey Mysterio and ended up, I guess, doing something to his eye where injured Rey's eye. He kind of squished his eye against a corner of the steel, the steel steps. So when Rollins came out this past Monday, he was basically, he was talking about what happened the previous week, between him and Rey, and, for some odd reason, he ended up saying, Rey, you are welcome. And, I don't know exactly why he was saying that, but, pretty much after that, Humberto Carrillo comes out and was talking, saying, he looked up to Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio was his idol, and then ended up getting into a match with Buddy Murphy. And Buddy Murphy ended up winning, unfortunately. But pretty much after that, I guess Charlotte comes out, ends up talking about what she ended up doing on SmackDown, because as of last week, we have this new brand crossover rule or something like that, where it's basically similar to the wild card rule, where I guess 4 times a year you get, people from SmackDown going to Raw, and people from Raw going to SmackDown, and so this on SmackDown, Charlotte ended up showing up on SmackDown and ended up talking to I think she had a match. No, she didn't have a match. She was on SmackDown and Bayley and Sasha came out and excuse me. I just lost my train of thought. Bayley and Charlotte were chit-chatting and issued a challenge for the next SmackDown. And Charlotte and Bayley were basically competing in a match on SmackDown, which happened this past Friday. We'll get into that later. So pretty much after Charlotte came out, Ruby, you know, she was saying how, you know, pretty much after she talked about what she did on SmackDown, she said something about Ruby Riott wanted, you know, had something to say. So Ruby Riott came out, and I guess she, I don't know if she had something to say or didn't say it, because pretty much right after she came out, went to commercial break, and then apparently there was a match between Ruby Riott and Charlotte. So I don't know if anything was said in during commercial. I'm not sure, but match was okay. Charlotte ended up winning by submission. Pretty much after that, you know, Kairi Sane came out, you know, with Asuka, and they celebrated. they celebrated Asuka's, you know, for being the new champion, because obviously, you know, because Becky gave Asuka the title after, you know, really revealing that she was pregnant. So pretty much after that, let's see, Nia Jax comes out and was about to attack. Oh God, excuse me. I think she was about to attack Asuka, but then Asuka ended up attacking Nia Jax. So pretty much that was it with that. After that, we had a match between R-Truth and Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley ended up winning by submission. Then after that, we had Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross come out. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus the Iconics. For the women's tag titles. And that match was going pretty well. Unfortunately, Peyton got too caught up in the moment and didn't stop beating up, I think she was beating up Nikki Cross, and she didn't stop after the ref counted to five, which resulted in a disqualification. Therefore, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross won the match. At some point after that, pretty much after that, you kind of saw, Billie Kay seemed like a little disappointed, and there was like a little, altercation backstage between, the Iconics and, Billy Kay ended up, being upset a little bit at Peyton Royce and accidentally slapped her in the face, and then they kind of, started crying, and Billy Kay was being all apologetic and stuff like that, and they started hugging each other and was crying because, she didn't mean to do that and stuff like that. So after that, we had a submission match. It was between Shayna Baszler and Natalya. I feel like we've seen this kind of a match before. I think they had a submission match. I think maybe it was sometime before Elimination Chamber. I could be wrong. I might be thinking of a different match, but I could be right at the same time. So yeah, the match was okay. Shayna Baszler obviously won. And this has been the second week in a row where Natalya has had a temper tantrum. I guess pretty much after the match, scheduled, Kevin Owens, was scheduled to return with the Kevin Owens Show. And, so pretty much after the match between Natalya and Shayna Baszler, they were, the WWE people were setting up for the Kevin Owens Show, and then while Natalya was having a temper tantrum, she ended up tossing out the Kevin Owens Show signs and tossing out a chair and just acting a little nutty. So then pretty much after that, Kevin Owens came out, and I guess they never cleared, cleared the stuff out of the way, because Kevin Owens came out and saw all the stuff from his show on, out on the floor, all damaged, and revealed that his guests were Andrade, Zelina Vega, Angel Garza, and Austin Theory. and then, the three of them have been having issues, for the past couple weeks. And then at some point, Apollo's Crews comes back, and ends up attacking, Andrade because he was, because I think the last time they fought each other was to be in the, the Money in the Bank ladder match, and, Apollo Crews ended up, getting injured, so Apollo Crews came out, returning from injury, and went right to attacking Andrade. So pretty much after that, they had a tag match between something just popped up on my phone. I don't know what it was. But there was a tag team match between Kevin Owens and Apollo Crews versus Angel Garza and Andrade. I thought this match was pretty good. I've been really impressed with Apollo Crews lately, ever since he's been getting back into matches again. I think he's been doing really well. He's been improving, and Owens and Apollo ended up winning. Let's see. I think after this is when, yeah, this is when Andrade and Angel Garza attack Austin Theory because of what's been going on, and they think, you know, it's all Austin Theory's fault. So, pretty much, I almost felt bad for Austin Theory, just, I don't know why, but a part of me just felt bad because he was getting beat up and stuff like that. But, I mean, I think he's pretty talented. He's pretty talented in the ring, and pretty much after that, we had an axe-throwing contest between the Street Profits and Viking Raiders. Last week, we had a basketball game between the Street Profits and Viking Raiders. That went well. Kind of sarcastically. Street Profits ended up winning the basketball game, and then it turns out that the Viking Raiders let them win. I forget who won the axe throwing match, honestly. I want to say the Viking Raiders, but obviously it's the Viking Raiders. The next we had a match between Aleister Black and Buddy Murphy, which is like a really, really great match. I've liked these two in matches together for a while. Let's see, what do I have here? I'm not sure if, I didn't write this down, but I do remember it. I think the match ended in a disqualification because, when this match started, Austin Theory was still outside the ring from getting attacked by Andrade and Angel Garza. So pretty much after that, Seth Rollins ended up kind of going to Austin Theory and helping him up, and then kind of giving him a signal, which made Austin Theory attack Aleister Black. And then Murphy ended up joining in. So it was Murphy and Theory attacking Aleister Black. And then pretty much after that, Austin Theory ends up joining Rollins' little faction. Then after that, we had a main event, which was between Drew McIntyre and SmackDown's King Corbin, as part of that brand crossover rule. I thought this was a pretty good match. You know, I'm a big fan of both. I love Drew McIntyre. I really like King Corbin. You know, King Corbin is basically one of the best heels right now. You know, it looked like Corbin was going to win, but unfortunately, like Drew said last week, in the previous week, he had a claymore fit for a king, and that's pretty much what Corbin got. So Drew McIntyre won. Next, we're going to talk about NXT. And last week on, in the previous weeks, we had someone attack Tommaso Ciampa after the match, or after You know, I guess, when was it? It was a couple weeks ago where Tommaso Ciampa was congratulating Johnny Gargano for winning the match between them two and was saying Johnny Gargano is the better man. And then somebody attacked Ciampa, and it was revealed that it was Killer Cross, but now he's known as Karrion Kross. So, this past NXT, or a couple weeks ago, I think he had, No, they didn't. It was the week before that, where, yeah, it was the week before, Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux debuted a couple weeks ago. So, I believe this was their first match after their debut. They faced someone named Liam, I believe. Which, obviously, Kross ended up winning. Then Ciampa came out, introduces himself to Kross, and then announces that Kross and Ciampa will have, you know, Ciampa announces a match that they're gonna have together at a newly announced takeover event in June called Takeover in Your House. I guess this used to be a thing back in the day. I'm not really familiar with it, but it's kind of fitting since we're all pretty much in our house all the time. So, NXT TakeOver in Your House appears June 7th on the WWE Network. That was announced by DX last week. So, Kross and Ciampa at TakeOver in Your House. Next, we had a Cruiserweight Tournament semifinal match between Phantasma and Tozawa. The winner of that advances to the finals in the tournament. I thought this was a good match. Phantasma ended up winning, so he advances in the finals. Next, we had Thatcher in a backstage segment. He challenges Matt Riddle because the previous week, Matt Riddle and Thatcher had a little a miscommunication, and they kind of, you know, they started as a tag team and now they're not. So he challenged Riddle to a knockout or tap out match. Ow, that hurt. I hit my foot. Then next we had Mia Yim versus Santana Garrett. I think this match was all right. Mia Yim ended up winning. I think pretty much after that match, Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae came out and was just talking to her, and then I think Candice LeRae was about to attack Mia Yim until Keith Lee came out to protect Mia Yim. And I recently just found out in an article yesterday that Keith Lee and Mia Yim are dating, which I didn't know that at all, and that's pretty interesting. So after that, I'm kind of going a little quick here. I'm running a little close on time here. Next, we had Roderick Strong versus Dexter Lumis, who I really like. I really like Dexter Lumis. I think he's a pretty strange character, and this match that they had was awesome. I really liked it. Roderick Strong ended up winning, but unfortunately, Dexter Lumis uses a submission. Well, after the match, Roderick Strong won. Then after the match, Dexter Lumis uses a submission on Roderick Strong for like a long period of time. And then Velveteen Dream comes out to attack Adam Cole and Bobby Fish. Then after that, we had a tag match between Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch versus Ever-Rise. I thought it was an okay match. Lorcan and Burch ended up winning. The next we had another cruiserweight tournament match, semifinal match. It was Kushida versus Drake Maverick. I thought it was a decent match. Drake Maverick ended up winning, surprisingly. So I forget who came out. Byron Saxton ended up announcing that since Jake Atlas, Drake Maverick, and Kushida are tied, they're going to have a triple threat match next week, and whoever wins that match advances to the finals. So, looking forward to that. Next, we had Io Shirai versus Rhea Ripley. I thought it was an okay match until Charlotte came out and got involved, which ended in a disqualification. Next, we had Friday Night SmackDown. It started off with Miz and Morrison doing their dirt sheet. Pretty much during this, Braun Strowman came out and ended up being in a match against The Miz. No surprise here, but Braun Strowman ended up winning. Next, we had another round in the Intercontinental Tournament, or Championship Tournament. It was AJ Styles and versus Nakamura, which, once again, two people that are really great in the ring together. I thought it was a pretty decent match. AJ Styles ended up winning. Next week it'll be Styles versus Elias. Next we had Charlotte Flair versus Bayley. As I stated before, the previous SmackDown, Bayley or Charlotte, one of the two, when Charlotte showed up on SmackDown, she issued a challenge. Or I think Bayley issued a challenge where, it was Bayley versus Charlotte in a match. That happened. Bayley ended up winning. Which is pretty surprising. Next we had a mixed tag match with Sonya Deville and Dolph Ziggler versus Mandy and Otis. Sonya and Dolph ended up winning. It was an okay match. Next, we had an announcement that was made where it is a 2-on-1 handicap match for the Universal Championship. And it is Miz and Morrison versus Braun Strowman at Backlash. So this will be interesting. And then lastly, last match we had was another round of the IC title tournament. And it was Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. This was a decent match. Surprisingly, Jeff Hardy ended up winning, which I thought Sheamus was going to win. But Jeff Hardy ended up winning. and I guess you can call it an upset. So Jeff Hardy faces Daniel Bryan next week in the tournament. That kind of went a little quick. Going over NXT and SmackDown went a little quick. But that's just because I didn't have much written down. Excuse me. So that is it for this week. Hope you guys are doing well out there. Feel free to if you like what you're hearing, my podcast, Little Nugs Podcast, is available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course Anchor. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna plug a couple things here since I have time. I have a YouTube channel out there. It's called Chester's Channel, I consider it a drumming channel. I've been playing drums since I don't even know how long, but I think it's been quite a while. I want to say maybe over 10 years. I'll just say that, over 10 years. And within like the past couple of years or so, maybe 2 or 3 years, I've been uploading drum cover videos on my YouTube channel. So if you are at all interested, look me up on YouTube. My channel name is Chester's Channel. So feel free to subscribe to that. Also, I have an Instagram. It's jchester92. My picture is me holding up drumsticks with the, I guess you can call them devil horns. If you don't know what that is, just look it up. But, it's me holding two of those cymbals with drumsticks in my hands. So feel free to, subscribe to, or, follow me on that Instagram. That's kind of like an Instagram for my YouTube channel. That's pretty much it. Feel free to, check out, my friends over at the Top Rope Report. They are also available on Spotify, Anchor, and TalkShoe.com. They do episodes every Sunday and every pay-per-view. Every WWE pay-per-view, I join them for our own prediction show that we do. It's me, 24, Mr. 24/7 DJ, Mr. Trivia, and Nugster Greg, who happens to be my father, as you can tell, since I'm little Nugster. Make sure you guys check that out. Look me up on, check out my YouTube channel if you're interested, and Instagram, and that is it for this episode. If you want to hear more, just follow me, subscribe to my podcast, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Take care, guys. Have a good one.